This is Father David Celery with this week's Focus. Need a hug. Dear friends, wow, read the Bible from cover to cover, and you won't find this much love packed into so few lines anywhere else. You see, in 8 verses, love is invoked 9 times. If the New Testament is a love letter from God, then this passage is a great big hug from Jesus. You see, love is the essence of Jesus. And as the gospel tells us, he gets it from the Father, and he passes it on to us in overflowing abundance. It's ours for the taking and the sharing. We're links in a reciprocal chain of love, bound to each other and to the Father through the saving grace of the Redeemer. But don't let all this love stuff confuse you. There's nothing mushy or sentimental about the love of Christ. It's literally a matter of life and death. And Jesus gave his love for us, and he expects us to reciprocate, not as a transactional exchange, but as an affirmation of our inseparable union with the will of the Father, the love of the Son, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The life we give to Jesus, well, it's our timid, self-centered, mortal one. And the life he gives back to us, well, it's a joyful, blessed, immortal one. Not a bad deal, if only we were bright enough to take it and keep it. But we're so easily diverted, our devotion becomes distracted. We're fickle and lack focus. Yet Jesus loves us as we are. He's constant when we're confused. He cuts right through the silly trivia we've made of our life's priorities. Our feelings, well, they come and go. His love for us endures in the face of all our foolishness. Fortunately, we're made in God's image, and he's not made in ours. C.S. Lewis makes the point that he's not proud. He'll have us, even though we've shown that we prefer everything else to him and come to him because there's nothing better to be had. Christ's love may be our last resort, but it's always, always our best resort. Fully aware of our failings, Jesus pays each of us the ultimate compliment. You see, our God calls us friends. He invites imitation of his love. He dissects and explains that love, its origins, its purposes, its end, and our unique place in his plan. And as the old spiritual says, what a friend we have in Jesus. We're strongly charged to pass on and share the love of Christ. Love your neighbor. Well, it's not a suggestion. It's a bedrock commitment. And in Romans 13, St. Paul tells us, he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. As such, love is our positive response to all the shall nots that Moses took down from Mount Sinai. Love, we might think of it as God's grace in action. It leaves no void in our hearts for sin to seep in. Through immersion in prayer, by setting out each day to make our life a prayer, by sharing with him each joy, each setback, each routine, each surprise, we grow in love for him and from him. And as we grow in his love, he'll make us grow in love for others. For all its brevity and lyric beauty, in the starkest terms, this gospel contains Christianity's essential challenge that you love one another as I have loved you. My friends, orders don't get any taller than that. Yet every step of the way, Jesus will be there to guide and comfort us. The further we get into prayer and scripture, the further we get into imitation of Christ, the more we feel his arms around us in a hug that tells us, you are deeply loved, you are protected, you are mine. Everything will be okay. Alleluia, he is risen. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.